Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right. Here we go. We are good. We're live, right? Everything's good? I don't hear anything out of my fucking headphones. How about we fix that, as I already said? Thank you. I always want my headphones to be on. Let me make this clear moving forward. No. Let me make this very clear moving forward with my shows that I work on, that I'm broadcasting on, that I'm hosting. Every single time, 100% of the time, I want my headphones on. Is that okay? Every single time, I would like the audio to be on when we start the stream as well. Every single time. Thank you very much.
You know, I was going to call you a jerk, but those are pretty fair requests.
That's not crazy, right?
I would like my headphones on, the people be able to hear what we're saying.
That is not, I feel like that's pretty goddamn fair, right? Right? Where are my glasses? Where the fuck happened to my yellow glass? I had them for a minute. Now they're just gone.
They're on your neck.
Are they? God.
Highlight reel.
Shut the fuck up, Zach. All right, look, we have an incredible show. Incredible show planned today. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. We are watching very closely to this hot little blonde dead chick. We're
not closely enough, apparently.
We're following this story very, very closely. What's her name? Petito.
Gabby Petito.
Petito.
My bae. My lost
she's
love.
She's a little hottie, doggy.
Dude, you know, if you find her, you get to keep her. If you're black, if you find her, you get to keep her.
You get the body, though? I think they found the body now.
They found the body.
I think they found the body. They don't know. It's just they found a hot little blonde body.
Yeah, they got to look at the teeth.
Yeah, they got to see what's going on. We're going to get into that. Gabby Petito's body has apparently been found. We have an incredible guest here right now. I don't know where the fuck Chrissy Mayer is at. But
horsing around.
Yeah, she's fucking out there doing whatever she's doing
if
right now.
If I find her, I get to keep her.
You too. I mean, I'm one of the only people who like Chrissy Mayer, and she wants to butt fuck me right on my show and embarrass me, right?
10 minutes away.
She's still 10 minutes away. Call her right now, Shannon. We're going to get her on the phone. We're going to see what's going on right now. Maybe we'll get a report for what's going on in New York City right now. But I'm very happy to have on the show. You guys know him from the Two Jacked Bros podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Sidney Gantt.
What is up, people?
What up, kid?
Happy to be here, man.
Good. I'm happy you're here as well. We have a really fucking great show. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. A little bit of a shit show this morning, as always. It wouldn't be the Real Ass Podcast if it wasn't. But let's get these plugs out of the way. Chrissy plugs nothing on today's show.
I'm not one to stand up for a woman.
Please. You don't want to stand up for anything.
No, absolutely not. But in her defense, traffic is nuts this morning because there's the UNs in town.
The UN's in town.
Yeah.
That's weird. You would think that would have affected somebody coming all the way from Philly.
Yeah. And I also drove in, too.
I came from Bay Ridge. Yes, I'm aware.
We all drove everywhere.
We were driving as men, though.
Everyone. Two Browns and a fat got here before Chrissy Mayer could get here. Can you fucking imagine that? That's wild, okay? We are all notoriously slow people. Okay.
She was giving people rides through Central Park all morning.
All right. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs right out of the way right now. Chrissy Mayer is not plugging shit on today's show. Sidney Gantt, what do you got to plug?
I just listen to Two Jack Bros. I mean, I have some comedy shows coming up, but if you see me there, you'll see me.
Hell yeah. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm fucking around again.
What is it?
ZA Spook Show.
Just ZA Spook Show.
ZA Midnight Spook Show.
ZA Midnight Spook Show. Yeah. ZA Spook Show, is it available?
No.
Zach Spook Show, is it available?
No, just ZA Midnight Spook Show.
All right, ZA Midnight Spook Show. That's a lot of...
Yeah, that's most of the tweet.
Yeah. It's literally just in case I feel like doing anything.
Good. I like the fact that you're back on Twitter. I'm going to start following you. Go follow Zach right now. I have some live dates coming up. This Saturday night, the 25th of September, I'll be at Soul Joel's in Pennsylvania. In Rochester, Pennsylvania, with a bunch of other comics, including William Montgomery,
Very, very funny,
and,
dude.
Yeah, some other people as well. It's going to be a great show if you guys are in the Royersford area. Come out this Saturday night. Bunch of comics doing a showcase. Then the 30th through October 2nd, September 30th through October 2nd, we're going to be down in Austin, Texas. Live Real Ass Podcast on the 30th with myself, Zach Amigo, Colm Turrell, and special guest Tony Hinchcliffe. And then on Friday and Saturday, the 1st and 2nd, I will be doing headlining stand-up shows with very special guests, Colm, Zach, Natalie Cuomo, and more. Pop it in to do spots. Then October 5th, I'm making my London debut, London, England, one night only. If you want to see me perform my hour, I'm testing the waters for a European tour later on in the spring. 7:30 and 9:30 show. Tickets are just about sold out for the 7:30 show. Grab your tickets for the 9:30 show in London right now at the City Comedy Club. Go to lewisofskanks.com for all of those tickets. Lots of other shows coming up as well. Planning a lot more live dates, so make sure you guys support lewisofskanks.com. Support the show directly. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of our shows. We have thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else, all ad-free, all uncensored, all in one place. You get instant access to the Racist Live Chat and many, many other member benefits. Okay, so No.
The good news is
we're recording.
We are recording, and within the next 30 days, we're going to have the updated internet package.
No, so
that's the good news. It's back now.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Are we streaming?
What Mexican internet package do we have in this fucking
Mextel?
Yeah. Does all our equipment say El Internete?
What the fuck is going on?
I just laugh so hard I sweat tits into my shirt. Look at that.
What is going on with the bitch booth today?
Oh my god.
This is wild.
Now show them them titties.
Now, Bobby, smash your fucking tits together and make yourself worthwhile.
Bobby has so much more feminine energy than Natalie. Bobby, you're really slutting it up in the booth today.
That's the only thing you can do well today, honestly, is fucking making himself a little bit sexy. I'm still refreshing on my computer over and over again, and I'm seeing nothing.
We're showing a solid stream here. It might take a couple of minutes to... Or seconds, hopefully.
What? Let's see. You're not connected to the internet, it says. My computer.
Yeah, I think the internet went down in the whole place, not just the stream.
No. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that I'm not currently connected to the internet. What is going on?
If Chrissy shows up, let's pretend like we've been waiting for her and make her feel bad.
The Wi-Fi is not the greatest right now, but we are running. We are streaming.
I'm checking right now to see.
I'm looking at it too.
No, I'm looking at the fucking stream right now to make sure it's working.
And I am too. I'm looking at it. Let's see.
Are people watching us just sit here?
They're just watching us sit here.
Yeah. Oh no, my bad.
They are.
Let me get off my phone.
What the fuck is going on here?
It's our Wi-Fi is down right
now. No, your mother's down, Bobby. Your mother's down on a cock right now. She's sucking it in her fucking mouth.
What a look into our real lives the second we're not recording. Me and Lewis look away from each other at the table.
This is
crazy.
Well,
I have nothing to say to you.
We're just sitting here. I could be saying crazy shit right now, not knowing that we're streaming.
Thank God Cindy's here.
That's what I've been saying.
Cindy, you saved two careers by sitting here and keeping us in line.
Oh my God. Yeah. Who am I hitting?
You can hit me, but I'm telling you.
Come here. I'm hitting you.
Fine.
Come, I'm hitting you. I'm hitting you right in your fucking dick. I'm hitting you right in your dick, Bobby.
I'll kiss it and make it better.
Come here. Get it on camera, Shannon. He gets a dick punch.
No. Dick punch.
You get a dick punch.
You agree.
No.
The whole entire time he said that.
I want to punch you right in your fucking mouth. Bobby, I want to punch you square in your fucking mouth.
It's not even my fault that I'm taking this.
Dick. Call me a pussy. All right, look, we're on the show. We're good. Shannon, edit it all together. Splice it all together. We're good, right? We're good. Okay, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Did we even finish plugs? Did I finish plugs? Did I do anything?
Can I plug the fact that Chrissy still isn't here.
What is this Chrissy's last time on the show?
And it's up to you.
Where is she at now? What does it say?
Hold on. Look at her last message. She'll be here in 4 minutes.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, that came through 3 minutes ago.
Oh, that's fine. So she's here in 1 minute.
All right. If she ain't later than that, it's the glue factory.
Ah, fuck. All right. All right. Look.
Do the gas digital plug.
Go fuck yourself. I'll do what I want to do. Say what I want to say. Live how I want to live. Play how I want to play. Dance how I want to dance. Something, something. The Addams Family. Don't tell me. Shannon. Shannon's dad. Shannon posted a picture of her parents on Instagram. Her dad looks exactly like Andrew Dice Clay. It's fucking hilarious. And Shannon knows this because she turned off all the comments on her photos.
Because your fans are so retarded that literally any
Hold on now, Shannon.
Any picture that anybody ever posts that has a bald man in it, your fans...
Is that Lewis?
...are so upset. Yes, they are.
Yeah, the guy that did my wedding had a beard, so everybody... Is that Harrington? Is that Harrington at your wedding? I saw a man with a beard.
The guy who was the stripper for my birthday, they're like, is that Lewis? Oh, yeah, he grew 5 inches and gained 100 pounds of muscle.
Why do you got to take a shot at my body right now, Shannon, you fucking bitch?
Well, that one could have been you, the stripper.
Maybe.
But yeah, they're just really dumb, and I was tired of seeing the comments. So
can you pull up your dad or no? That's not bad, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hold He's on. Fine. Because Shannon, here's the thing. Shannon, when you see your dad, you realize why she secretly is in love with me. Because her dad does hit on a Luis J. Gomez sort of vibe.
So you're as retarded as your fans.
Really, you think so?
Yes.
You think so?
He's just bald.
No, he's a big bald guy. Here, zoom in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. She's got a rattlesnake complex.
Yeah, doggy. You're going to tell me that I'm not hitting on the same thing as her fucking father? Zach.
Yeah, Shannon.
Zach, are you kidding me? Are you pretending me? Yeah, look at Shannon. Look at that old picture of Shannon looking like, goddamn. When Shannon was 26, she just fucking peaked,
that was
huh?
3 years ago, that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shannon at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, 1985.
By the way, everyone in the Race to Live chat, not happy with Shannon calling them all retarded right now. That's not okay.
The truth hurts.
Wow. Holy shit.
I like this vicious whole Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon is not holding back anymore. She used to just kind of say, hey, please come listen to The Thing Is. But now she's attacking them, which is probably a better strategy because I know The Thing Is numbers. And I feel like this is going to probably get people to be like, okay, this bitch has got some fire underneath her.
And being nice didn't help all of these years.
I know. It's true. It's good.
Let's see your dad again.
Let's see him. Pull him out.
pull up Papa higher.
Let's see. Somebody, let's see. Barry Kelly in the Racist Live Chat says, looks like an even more retarded Dice. WWE Extraordinaire says, her parents look like old Shannon and Lewis.
That's kind of cute.
Don't they kind of look like old Shannon and Lewis? Shannon, you're going to tell... This also solidifies the fact that Shannon has a secret fucking crush on me this entire time. When you see your dad and you see that... I mean, I stand like that. He looks like me... If me and Big J were put into the fucking fly machine.
Wait, zoom in on him? Yeah, I see the Dice thing. He also kind of looks like an unfinished statue of Dante. But it's the gloves and the hair. It's hilarious.
Yeah, every bald
That's
guy,
the
same thing.
Super.
Shannon, he's got silly glasses on. He's bald. He's kind of jacked.
You're telling
Did you
me
he has
kind
of jacked. Glasses on?
Yeah, he's got silly glasses.
Lewis.
What?
They're a slightly darker shade than your glasses on your face right
yes,
now.
Yes, and Dice would wear those. Dice
yes,
would wear
I'm
those
gloves.
I'm
pointing out that you like me because your dad is like me.
And only idiots, that Superman shirt is for men who go to the gym and have no thoughts.
I bought it for him. That's why he wore it. I bought it for his birthday.
No thoughts tracking.
Hey, you're going to look hot in this, Pop.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Wow, Chrissy.
I'm sorry.
What
it's
the
okay.
fuck is going on?
Oh, what a day.
First of all, fix your collar.
Is it all fucked
it's
up?
It's all fucked
okay.
up. If you're going to come in dressed like a fucking... old Republican lady, like, just you're moving away from me.
Fix my microphone, but it's
I'm an anime black, not a cat calling black. You're good.
Oh no, I would like it if you did cat call me. Why I was late is I was trying to fix your guys' internet.
Chrissy comes in hot. She takes some shots at us. You know, I appreciate that though. Good job.
Everyone looks good.
She was prepped. What's going on, Chrissy?
Hi.
Why are you so late today? This is crazy.
Oh,
you've never been this late.
God, I know. This is so embarrassing. My driver, I think, was an Afghan refugee just trying to find his way around the city.
Nice.
No, I think he was retarded. Like, I really don't think he knew.
That's okay. Well, all right. Come, relax. Settle in. Yeah. You're good. You're fucking great. I like the outfit. It's very like Rich Jersey Mom.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You're wearing a brooch.
You know, this shirt was $5 from Burlington Coat Factory.
Nice. Okay. It looks like, but you could convince people that that's a very expensive piece of clothing.
That's how I roll. Oh, wow. Thanks.
Yeah. There we go. And she comes in and demands things. Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah. I just got back from Dallas. I fucking love Texas.
How was it? You liking it?
It's great. It's great over there.
Are you going to move down there like everybody else?
No, not anytime soon, but like 10-year plan.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I you've been killing it lately, Chrissy.
Thanks. Yeah, it's good to be busy. We went to Vegas with Kameen to the Compound, and then I went straight to Texas because I was like, I'm not going to go back and forth.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Have you been paying attention to this dead girl?
Yes, I have.
What's her name?
Cassandra Fairbanks posted this tweet where she was like, it was a picture of the girl's feet. I guess she was wearing this pair of sandals, and then there was like a picture of a van where they found her body, and that same sandal was like near the van.
The same sandal was near the van.
Yeah.
So it's her body. I mean, they found a body, and you know, first of all, Shannon, you didn't tell me the details of this, which was that this girl was some sort of social media influencer.
They had like a van life blog, I think, or like an Instagram.
Which is also like, it's creepy to like sort of like, because I went on her Instagram and there was like pictures of her and the dude. And it's like.
Yeah, they had like a van life, like I think it was like a project, like they were going across country living out of this RV.
Yes, that's right.
But now the cops have said they've been called multiple times that this girl said she had anxiety and mental health issues and she was slapping this dude. And when the cops went to pull them over, he swerved, and he was like, yeah, she was hitting me, and she tried to take the wheel.
No. Oh, so she was a crazy bitch.
You know what?
Here, look, can we say this right now? I'm going to make a very blanketed statement right now. Almost every woman who's ever been murdered deserves it.
You're going to say
now, I'm not saying that you should murder. People should not murder. I'm not a murderer. You should not be a murderer. I will say right now, without a doubt, I'm against murder.
But think about all the people who don't get murdered.
But
it's that easy. Like, just don't drive people to it.
Like, if it's getting tense, break up.
I'm just saying, a woman who's... All right, let me can we bring this in? Let's dial it in.
Yeah, we should also, for all the women that don't get murdered out there, we should give a quick shout out to all the guys just holding it together.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, every fucking dude out there not murdering some crazy bitch.
Is a hero, if you ask me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good job for all the guys not murdering their crazy fucking bitches.
They don't get enough credit.
We've all had that crazy bitch where you're like, God damn it, I'm going to have to kill this bitch. And you don't do it. You hold it together. It's fine. This guy, he took the bait, dude. Another one bites the dust. Because this girl, I'm not even saying that, you know, saying she deserves it. I don't know. I don't really know. But.
Wait, what was her name?
Gabby.
Gabby
deserved it.
Yeah. But no, here's.
Gabby. Gabby?
I've never met a Gabby I didn't hate.
True.
Any Gabby. So, no, the reality is I have to dial it more in. It's not any woman who's been murdered deserves it. Any woman who's been murdered by her significant other deserved it. And I'm not saying that person should murder. I'm just saying that person most of the time drove that person to do it. Am I wrong or am I right?
Oh, definitely. There was a girl on my flight yesterday. She was trying, you could tell by the tone in her voice, she was trying to keep her boyfriend from breaking up with her.
She's trying to get murdered.
And I was like, damn, he's doing it like while she's on the plane about to take off. And she was like, no, no, give us another chance. You don't know me. And I was like, oh, God. We're all like, girl, let it go. You can do better. Like, you can probably find somebody on this flight. Yeah. And I was like, that's why people kill people on van trips, because you won't let them break up. I don't know. Before a flight. It was desperate. I don't know.
Yeah, I think right before, I want to say within the week of the murder, the cops had come, and it was to the point where one of them had to go to a hotel for a night. Because it was like
I've been in that relationship. Like, I will never again be in a crazy, volatile, screaming in public, like
age appropriate
relationship. No, that's not true. My relationship right now is not age appropriate. No, but I've like 3 girlfriends ago was the last time that I'm ever gonna have a fight in public where we're running through the streets screaming at each other. That is fucking crazy. And I've been there so many times. I think every relationship up until I was in my mid 30s was that relationship.
Wow.
And you were just, I mean, if like, I've been in the middle of like fights with girlfriends where like, if I'm like, ah, and somebody just put a gun in my hand right there in that moment, right there, I'm like, ah, ca, 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 it'd be over. Murder, suicide. I just happen to not have the weapon or the means to do it in that time. And that's why I'm saying I feel bad for this guy, because he's in a fucking van on the road with this bitch. She's all hot, just fucking yelling in his ear, hitting him. He's like, oh, you're so fucking hot. Oh, you're annoying. I hate you. And all of a sudden he fucking is like, he has to strangle her and hide her body in the fucking desert or a national park or wherever. I, you know what? I'm going to say this guy, we let this guy off. Temporary insanity.
He wouldn't talk to
sup, nigga.
He wouldn't talk to the cops at all. He lawyered up immediately.
But that's smart.
Yeah, we talked to a lawyer about it.
We talked to
because we were when we talked about it last time, whoever was here said that it was like suspicious, and both me and Lewis were like, "Oh no, that's the move." Cuz might incriminate yourself on something else. Yeah. Even if you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Just like every time they say her name, just roll your eyes like that.
Also, even if you were like, oh, yeah, we got in a bad fight that day and then I didn't see her, I feel like that's almost enough for them to be like, that's probable cause.
Whether you did or didn't, I feel like just shut the fuck up. Say nothing, get a lawyer, and let it play out how it plays out. You know, like there's a whole other legal system that we have no fucking idea how it works, right? And you think you're just going like, well, no, this is obviously how it would work. But yeah, I think it's too intricate of a system. That's why never to defend yourself in court, because that would be me. Dude, I would fucking love to be my own lawyer. Let's go.
You'd be like, I watch YouTube videos.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you're all gay. Suck my dick. Start biting the judge's face. Let's go.
Man, me and my wife were talking about this the other day. Like, we've been together for 21 years. And a lot of the things in our relationship are cute unless we have, like,
we're is your wife white?
Separate. She is. She's
hell yeah, dude.
Aren't you 25?
Fucking white pussy, dog. Yeah.
Dude, I found a lost white bitch and kept her.
Yeah, dude. You found her shoe outside of a van and be like, all right, I'm going to take her home.
That's all I need to track down a white bitch.
Cinderella story.
One sandal. Like, one generic sandal. I'll find exactly the white bitch.
That, by the way, that is what a sad ending to Cinderella. It's you found the slipper. Oh, it turns out her body's just in a national park.
Hey, I can work with this.
Does this fit? And he's putting it on a corpse. Like, does this fit you? Oh, no.
Yeah. So you married a what, Shannon?
Oh, I just, when you're ready, I have the body cam footage of when the cops were called on the couple on the trip.
Oh, please. Oh, please, let's hear.
The only thing is that it's the whole thing is about an hour and 15 minutes, but we can.
No, let's do the whole thing.
Okay.
Let's watch it.
I'll start with when they interview the girl.
Have you seen this yet?
SO229, I have the female.
Wait, pause it.
Oh my god, that's her.
That's her.
She's so cute.
Tight. Yeah. Can we talk about how tight this girl is? What? Dylan, shut the fuck up. She's tight. Look at her legs, dude. She's tight.
She was 22, 20.
Shut up, old lady.
What? I'm not judging.
We're looking
I'm
at this
asking.
Fucking hot young chick right now. Oh, fucking grandma over here is fucking chiming in.
Chrissy here dressed like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Calm down, Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah. Calm down.
Shut the fuck up and sell a flag. We're looking at this bitch.
I'm late for the bake sale. All right.
Dude, I'd literally rather look at this dead chick than talk to live Chrissy. The damn, she's toy. Yo, she's toy, doggy. She's the one. But remember we were looking for the next girl to simp for? It would have been her, Shannon. God, you know what, dude? I'm back on her side. I was on the guy's side for a hot minute, but now, fuck it. I look at how toy she is.
Yeah.
Damn, she's toy.
If you want to stay on her side, you do not want to watch this.
Yeah. Doggy, imagine how tiny and toy she is.
Dude, what's the point of banging a tiny chick if you can't fucking figure out a way to hide the body?
Damn, doggy. It's my type of body.
I fuck fat
right
chicks.
There.
I need a plan. Hire, just get like a fucking shoebox.
Yes.
Let's fucking go, dude. Hell yeah, dude. All right, let's see what happens.
Separated from the male. Keys on the hood.
Oh, she's crying.
They're definitely fighting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
I'm just so toy.
I have really bad OCD. And okay. I was just cleaning and straightening up the back of the van before, and I was apologizing
was
to him and saying,
look at those nips.
You ever seen those nips? Yes. She's not wearing a bra.
Shut up, Chrissy. Jesus Christ, I'm trying to enjoy this girl's nipples. Yeah. Every time we're trying to enjoy some hot and nice nips, this old lady chimes in.
Yeah, seriously. I'm just trying to over here just silently enjoy these nips and you're fucking
I've seen this video before. Seinfeld's on in the background and he lost his gun.
It's like, we just met. Do you hate me?
Damn. Why would you kill this fucking angel, you piece of shit? What's this guy's name?
Laundry is his last
Laundry,
name.
Laundry, yeah.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole, dude. This tight, young fucking blonde.
Just being... I don't know, dude. I say let her talk for another minute before we pass judgment on this guy.
By the way, you know, this is how you know chicks hot, because they've made clothes now for chicks. Like, they're like, they want to hide the hotness of chicks. They're like, let's fucking pull your pants up to your fucking,
your
right
sternum.
Under your tit. And we're going to fucking have a weird fucking shirt for no reason at all. But she's great. Let's see.
I'm sorry that I'm so mean, because sometimes I have OCD and sometimes I just get really frustrated. I'm not like mean towards him. I just like, I guess my vibe is like, I am like in a bad mood.
And I was just saying. Ma'am, I'm going to need to tell me, what the fuck are you talking about? I haven't asked you anything yet.
She's talking about her vibe.
Also, how does she have a camel toe and no shorts? Baggy loose shorts.
Yeah, 5'5" to base. We have a really toy chick out here. Just being all hot and crazy. I don't know what to do.
Copy that.
909er, this bitch is real toy.
We're gonna send another unit down there now. I'll send my unit down there. Right
now. I'll send my unit.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry if I'm in a bad mood. I just really says I had so much work I was doing on my computer this morning.
What do you do for a living?
I hate sport and organic juice bar, but I just hit my job.
Okay.
I was a nutritionist. That's
what
that's my
that's
job.
Cool.
And I just
hit my job. Pause. You're the cop, like, for going around. It's like, all right, that's cool. He's a pretty cool chick right here. Hey, buddy, get down to the ground. Yeah. Get down to the fucking ground.
Why does every hot white chick act like everything they do on a computer is work?
Yeah.
It's like, I was like online and I was uploading and I was downloading and I was testing my upload speed. I didn't know what to do. The internet went out. Look, I work for Gas Digital.
Titties. Dude, she's cute, dude. Look at her.
She's appropriating newbie.
You know she's the problem. She's a, you can tell she's a fucking like, ugh, I feel bad for this guy, dude. I know. Look, dude, like, here's the reality, okay? Like, I know this guy killed her.
Of course he
killed her, but you, he probably wasn't a killer before he met her.
Yeah,
do you understand what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't out there ready to kill bitches. She drove.
Yeah, he didn't have a top hat and a knife, like stalking the night. This lady fucking found the recipe to turn this man into a murderer.
This guy was just gonna live his life, dude. Fucking foine hot chicks, dude. Toy foine hot chicks. That was his whole thing, dude.
Yeah, he was gonna be getting van pussy for the next 20 years,
dude. His whole dude. Think about how much this guy's life ruled. He was like, he met the chick. He was like, look how fucking hot this chick is, dude. She's tiny and fucking blonde and perfect. And then all of a sudden, here we are. Here we go.
Looks like she wanted to clean the van too many times.
Yeah, and she probably, they do that. Women do that. Like, they meet a guy, and they're like, let me see if I can find the combination to make him kill me.
Yeah. Yes,
dude. You know?
But this guy's living the life. Imagine, dude, he was coming on this girl's face, and then she has to go to a rest area to wash it off. Like, well, he's having the time.
But I think you make a good point, Sydney, where it's like, I think there is a fine line between making a man fall madly in love with you and murdering you.
Yeah.
And I think that's where women are trying to fall. And this is why they drive us crazy so much, because whatever it is, our dick gets hard for crazy bitches. And there has to be something that like has them stand out from all the other girls. It's not just pussy. Pussy's one thing, right? But pussy's pussy. Once you get a little bit older, at one point it has to be something that just fucking that gets you. And I think this is why we love crazy bitches. Do you like crazy bitches?
Have you
dated a lot of crazy bitches in your day?
Yes, I have. I converted one.
Wow. So that's, your wife was crazy. Wow.
Yeah, we were a hot mess in college.
Really?
Absolutely.
What was the craziest shit you did?
Dude, so one
fuck
time,
a black guy.
One time we were that couple at a club. She was in the corner crying in a mini skirt, sitting down, so the skirt was like pulled, like hiked up.
Oh, so now her, everyone's like, just watching her pussy while she cries.
Yeah, dude, I was watching her pussy while she cried. You kidding me? I love crazy chicks.
Yeah, dude.
But it was like, yeah, and so the story I was going to tell is one time we were outside of a permit office in an argument. Whatever the argument was, I was right for the argument, but I was wrong for my behavior. And that's all she was focusing on. So I just
took... That, you're so right about, like, specifically that, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm so often right in arguments, but I have a disproportionate reaction to... Because I feel wronged. So if I feel, like, justified in it, then I can just get myself to the point where I'm like, all right, well, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Send the helicopters out. I got a fucking bulletproof vest on with a machine gun.
And she's acting all mature while I'm fucking flipping out.
Yeah, of course.
So then I'm like, give me your keys. And she's like, why do you want my keys? I was like, I'm going to throw them in the fucking woods. Give me your keys.
Well, that was terrible to tell your plan.
Oh, no.
Dude, but she like gave me the keys with this big ass smile on her face. Like, oh my God, he's still crazy. He loves me.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I tossed those fucking keys in the woods.
You threw them in the woods?
Yeah, and then I went back and found them.
Okay.
Gave them to her again. And said,
give them me
fucking
again.
Keys. No. Dude, I did that like five times. Five times. And then like 2 weeks later, she was like, do you want to have a kid?
Wow.
Oh my God.
And that was it. And then you converted her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you.
I think women are smart. Like, we know what you love about us, but we also figure out pretty quickly, like, what drives you fucking nuts. And if things get toxic, then you can sort of, you can drive them nuts pretty easily.
Yeah. You're not a toxic chick, Chrissy.
I was in a very toxic relationship where, like, and it happens with everybody. You meet somebody and you just bring out the worst in each other.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I'm too busy to be.
What's the craziest
crazy?
Thing you've ever done to a guy? Even in your younger age, you had to do some crazy shit.
I mean, like crying in the rain is that's not too crazy. Just like fighting.
That's dramatic. Like,
are you a car carrier?
No. That's the thing is like that story about the girl who ruined your refrigerator. Like, I could never destroy like items. I would.
Yeah,
just,
but how do you emotionally and mentally break?
I disappear.
Okay.
I'm gone, which is like.
You got him.
No, and I'd rather just like leave than like stay and fight.
Uno petito. I'm
gonna... Uno petito.
Craziest thing I've done. Okay, so an ex-boyfriend, he had logged on to my email like while I was visiting him in DC, and he like didn't log off. 5-hour bus ride back to New York from DC to like read through his emails.
Okay,
I saw,
so he used your computer to log into his email and get him. Oh,
yeah,
that's on him.
And he was cheating on me with some girl from work, and I was like,
and they were
like
emailing each other about
way.
It. What a fucking dork.
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
Ugh,
I mean, can't wait to fuck you. Best regards.
So that's the craziest thing I did is like not log out of his email.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not that crazy. I mean, I at this point, at 39 years old, like if my chick left her phone open or left her email open or anything, I would immediately log out. Immediately. Never in a million years would I check anything. It's because I feel like that's a sign that it's over.
Yeah.
That's a sign that you just don't trust that. But you truly don't trust that person. I leave my phone open. I leave my computer open. I leave it all open. And... if she ever, like, if my chick ever logged into my shit, I was like, all right, this is where we're at. We're not in a good place. You don't trust me. I don't trust you. Simple as that. But that's, like, that's fucking old school. I remember just being, like, on vacation with a chick. And, like, she's in the water at the beach and she left her phone right there open.
How do I ruin today?
Like, I'm on vacation. Why would I do this? Like, literally, you're going, like, Best case scenario, I have like a sinking feeling in my chest as I'm going through her emails, and I'm probably going to see something that's going to annoy me. Maybe it's just an ex-boyfriend texting her to see how she's doing. Maybe it's her talking shit about me to a friend, right? But now you're starting to like look for fucking things. And if you're really looking to be upset, if it's like looking for microaggressions in life, you're going to find the things to be upset about. But I remember, I was in Puerto Rico with a chick and just like she, and yeah, of course I found some shit. And then we start arguing the whole trip. And I'm going like, what is even going on here? Like, what was the point of any of this? So,
I purposely leave my shit out and hope. Hopefully she looks at it and just starts taking care of all this clerical shit that I don't do.
Yeah.
You know, like, you let your student loans laugh. I got to take care of that. Are we still paying Washington Post? You thought you canceled that. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what I do.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is the online store with every auto part at the absolute best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. A great company which has been in business for over 20 years. Let me tell you something. I don't know shit about cars. I'm not working on my own car, but I have friends who work on my car sometimes. This is where I send them to get my parts. Even if you go to your auto body shop, if you tell them to get the parts from rockauto.com, you can get the absolute best prices possible.
Absolutely. And I'm in the same boat. I don't know anything about cars, but if I need something worked on, I want to make sure that they're not ripping me off. So when you get charged for a part, you can go to rockauto.com and just check out the prices and make sure they're not screwing you over.
Yeah, honestly, just go take a look. It's a fun website to click around on anyway. If you've been thinking about upgrading your car or doing anything to your car, this is a great place to start. So go right now to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed as the pricing is already that good. And when you order, make sure you tell them that the Real Ass Podcast sent you there. Once again, that's rockauto.com. Okay, where were we? Let's go back to Gabby Petito, see if there's any more to this video. This is very sexy. I'm being turned on a lot.
And I'm trying to start a blog. So I've been building my website. So I've been really stressed and he doesn't really believe that I could do any of it. So that's kind of been like a, I don't know, he's like down there. I don't know, we've just been fighting all morning and... And you wouldn't let me in the car before.
She's enjoying it now. She's enjoying the attention now.
No.
Look at it.
Oh, yeah, the show has begun.
Yeah.
But I'm perfectly calm. I'm calm all the time. And he really stresses me out. And this is a rough morning.
Oh. Well, why don't we do this?
Why don't you take your shirt off? Hold on, why don't we do this? Hold on, come sit in my car. Take your clothes off. Let's
show your ID to the camera.
Why don't you just relax on this curb, ace down, face down, ass up?
Dude, look at those fucking sweatshorts. I'm not being a fucking asshole here, but I mean, I would literally swallow them like a pill. I would just...
You'd eat her shorts.
I would fucking squeeze like them in my mouth. Oh my fucking God. Wow. Wow, Gabby Petito.
Those shorts are, as they're now known, Exhibit A.
They don't even fit her right. That's how hot she is.
That's
look at her. They don't even fit her right, doggy.
I love that little fit. Oh.
Do you want to fast forward to the guy's part?
Oh, the guy has a part?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to kill this bitch.
I'd be so upset if this was my last outfit, you know?
Is this the last time she's been seen speaking on anything?
Yes.
Oh.
That was her last outfit.
She didn't even put up a fucking post after that?
Chris,
no, like what kind of blog is she starting?
It was shortly after this that her last text message to her mother happened.
What was the last text message?
They were just checking in. It was nothing that was a sign of her, for her mom to worry.
She was like, oh my God, I think I did it. I think I made him kill me.
Oh no.
You'll be so proud, Mom. I did it.
Let's see.
That's him?
So,
what's up, doggy?
Oh, dude, he kind of looks like me. Shannon.
I know, look at that bald head.
Shannon, I can fuck this chick easily.
You could play him in a movie.
Let's see how calm this guy is. Because let me tell you something. Before, even his posture right now, he's coming out like this right now. He's going, listen to me. Guys, everyone, can we just speak like on the record here? She's fucking crazy. I'm a normal fucking dude. We were cool. She's acting like a fucking lunatic right now. You see the way she's talking?
He couldn't look more relaxed. He's like, you guys get it.
You guys understand. I'm putting up with this crazy girl's horse shit because she's so hot. And I mean, I don't know what to do here, but good.
Sometimes, and I try and really distance myself from her, so like I lock the car and I walk away from her. What happened this morning is that she's trying to start up like her own little website blog and everything. So like every time, we really had a nice morning if anything, but she just worked up because you're trying to get going and get her day going because you want to go like guards and play this every time.
You want to tell me about those scratches on your face?
Oh, shit.
That's why I was pushing her away, because I.
Because she was attacking him.
Uh-huh.
He His back was against the wall.
What up? This dude's a bitch.
Dude, you need to fucking... First of all, you didn't need to kill her. You needed to fucking just give her, you know...
Yeah.
Give her a Find fuck. A forever home for her.
He did, that park.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that dude's a bitch, man. That's probably why he had to kill her. Like, bitches go from, like, zero to murder.
Yeah.
Because they don't have it in them to just, like, look at a chick, and she's like, ooh, I'll calm down.
All right, yeah. So my guess is going to be... Yeah, obviously he killed her. Definitely They're going to find him. He's going to get arrested. His defense, when it goes to it, is going to be they were fighting.
Defending his life. She tried to kill him.
And or no, yeah. They were fighting. She attacked him. He went to push her or something, and she hit her head.
Mm.
He's going to say she hit her head on something, and he panicked.
But what if the injuries they found like aren't?
Oh, yeah, no, there's going to be, like, 8 stab wounds. Yeah. He's like, I don't know, she hit her head. Yeah. That must have been animals.
She hit her head.
Yeah, he's got a Jimmy Snook it.
She fell on this knife 9 times.
She hit her head 34 times on the end of my Louisville Slugger bag. Yeah.
Dude, that is how women fall, though. Yeah. Women do not
get yeah, no, women and babies.
Over hit the ground, bounce women, up on their feet, and yeah, hit the ground again.
Women and toddlers fall forehead first on things.
And bounce right back up. Dude, they, like, women don't stay down. That's what I like about him.
Wow. Let's see. All right, go ahead.
Walkway, I said, let's just take a breather and let's not go anywhere. Let's just calm down for a minute because she's getting worked up. And then she had her phone and was trying to get the keys to me. So I got away. I was just trying to, I know I shouldn't push, but I was just trying to push her away. So, let's just take a minute, step back and breathe.
I hate that he's trying to protect her right now. It's pissing me off.
Yeah, it's so obvious what's happening here. And obviously we don't know what happened in the moment that, like, he's dating a crazy bitch. And he seems pretty calm, cool, and collected. But not like a serial killer. Not like a sociopath. He seems like a dude who's, like, in love with this chick. And, like, she's driving him crazy. He's got scratches all over his face. He's like, oh, no, it's nothing. I pushed her and she accidentally...
He could be crazy, though. He could be a gaslighting son of a bitch.
Well, he doesn't feel like...
All right, here we go.
Chicken.
All right, fucking feminism hour with Chrissy Mayer.
No,
okay.
You don't have to be a feminist to date a toxic, shitty dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he thinks he can get another chick this hot. That's why he's putting up with this shit. Like, he would just, like, leave her and get another one. Like, if you're confident enough that you can get another crazy chick, you would not kill the one you're with.
True.
I'll just start this shit over.
True.
Is there anything else that's interesting in this, Shannon? Have you watched it all?
I didn't watch it all. I just watched both of their parts at the beginning. Yeah, there's not much more revealed here. But, like, currently, he was at his parents' house, like you guys said before. His parents refused to let anybody talk to him. And then a day before a body was found, which they haven't identified the body 100% as her yet, but a day before the body was found, he went hiking.
Wait, question. The body that they found, was it Toit?
it appeared to be Toit, yes.
Okay. Yeah, the characteristic matched the description.
So he went hiking and now he's missing?
Yeah, so he went hiking 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. The parents waited 3 days to report it to the police that he's missing.
So he's either out of the country. Oh, he might have killed himself.
He's in Mexico. He ran
away. No, he ran away. I don't think. If the parents waited 3 days to report it.
They disappeared.
The parents are like, all right, go.
Take my checking. Yeah.
And he was like, Dad, that bitch was crazy. You should have seen what she made me do.
I don't know, man. I think I would let my son run away, too. I don't want you on the stand revealing that you can't handle a crazy bitch. Like, that's not how we get down in this family, son.
No, I would.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, if my son, it's my fucking boy. If my son killed somebody, that's it. I'd literally rather go to prison for helping him escape than have him go to prison for a murder. Fact.
That's a nice dad.
Let's see.
That's a nice dad? That's an accomplice to murder. Right, what are you talking about?
Just to wrap it up where we're at right now, they have called off the search for him, and they weren't searching for him as a suspect in the murder. He's still not considered a suspect at this time. They were only searching for him because his parents reported him missing, and they called off the search for right now.
So he's currently not a suspect.
That's right.
Oh, why not?
He's never been questioned. There isn't enough evidence for them to bring him in for questioning.
Now that they have the body and the...
Yeah, once they identify that it's her body, I guess they could go forward.
Just going to put a little tag on her toe. This is Toit. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew, really an incredible product that gets your dick nice and hard. Simple as that. I don't want to be crude. Maybe you got your kids listening to the show in the car. If so, you're a bad parent. But let's get real. Blue Chew makes your dick hard. It really works. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. So depending on the prescription that they give you that drug and they give you that strength. And it really works whether you have erectile dysfunction or if you're like me, if you want to just go a few extra rounds in the bedroom and have a more spicy night, this is the way to do it.
And it's all done online. It's an online prescription service, so you don't have to go to the doctor, you don't have any weird conversations, and you don't have to go to a pharmacy. It just ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com. You can sell with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you get your prescription in just a couple days. It's all done online.
And the best part of all this is we're going to give you it for free. We're giving you your first month for free. Just go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. You can get your first month for free. All you got to do is use the promo code RAP at checkout. You pay $5 shipping. You try it out. See if you like it. And guess what? You will. You're going to love it. And that's that. So once again, BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get your first month for free. Get a hard dick and go pleasure your woman. Okay. Where were we?
Let's see. Liquid Sunshine says it's called a sociopath. Lewis, you fucking idiot ass faggot.
Mm. True.
Shannon, Liquid Sunshine gets one more chance before we take away his right to chat for the rest of the day. A 24-hour ban for Liquid Sunshine. We'll see what his next comment is, and we'll see exactly how much he wants to be able to chat in the real action.
Yeah,
chat.
Who's the sociopath now?
Yeah, who's the sociopath faggot now? Tell me. All right. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, very special day here. It's the one and only Zach Amico's birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Amico.
Thank you. Oh my God, I had no idea.
How old are you today, Zach?
I'm 34 years young.
34 years young. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to
you. Oh my God, it's a bowl of bacon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zach. Birthday
to you.
Oh, he's getting the black birthday song. Look at that.
Hell yeah, doggy.
Thank you very much.
Now wow. I'm doing keto.
Is this raw bacon?
Dude, this is the happiest dysfunctional family I've ever seen in my life. I love this place.
Yeah, this could have been hotter. Why is this not hot?
How did you get all this?
Yeah,
can we heat up the bacon? Can we heat up the bacon, Eric, please? I mean, what are we doing here? I'm giving Zach hot bacon on his birthday. Zach and bacon. Let's go. Heat it up. And I wanted it the way Eric gets it with a little bit of salt on it. That was delicious the way he did it last time. Eric,
thank you guys
Eric
very much.
Add salt to his bacon. So, Zach, I know we've been doing really good on your diet. I've been fucking crushing it lately. I feel very, very good. I'm back on point. And I did not want to be tempted to eat any cakes today.
No, I appreciate that.
So I said,
that was a good move.
Get Zach a big bowl of bacon.
Freshly chilled, please.
You're doing
that's
keto?
Like $30 worth of bacon right there. That's a lot of bacon.
That was very kind.
Thank I'm not you. Doing keto. I'm doing, I'm just doing very low carb, low sugar.
He's doing a no cake in the morning thing.
He's keeping it toit.
He's keeping it toit. I'm just doing meat, though. Look at that.
Mm. Sweet. Oh, damn, Sid.
Oh, don't look at my Taibo arms.
Let's see. We're going to get
my
some...
yoga arms.
Oh, my God. Not everyone now. Leave me alone. Okay. Yeah, salt on bacon. That's what Eric does, because I guess Eric's doing like the carnivore diet where he just eats meat. And I guess he said that the more salt, the better it is to, I guess, get rid of water weight. I have no idea why that would be the case, but...
Yeah, I thought it was the opposite.
I thought it was the opposite too, but apparently...
I'm doing the carnival whore diet. I eat funnel cake, candy apples, cotton candy.
Strange cock.
Yeah. Cardi penis.
Strange.
Cardi penis. I eat anything a whore at a carnival would have.
Peanut Butter Falcon says bacon is like $2 a pound, you fat nigger. Peanut Butter Falcon, not okay. That's not an okay thing to say, but I appreciate it, and I'll allow it. My fans are the worst. They really are. They're terrible. So can we get the bacon back? I really want to eat some bacon now. I was very excited about that. What happened to Eric?
He's microwaving the bacon.
He's baking it.
What are you doing for your birthday, Zach?
I'm going to see Devo tomorrow.
Mm. Ooh. I don't know who that is.
Devo?
Yeah.
An 80s band.
Okay.
You know Devo. They sing that,
Whip it?
Yeah.
Whip it.
Whip it good.
I knew that.
Is there salt on it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Eric. Bacon.
Now it's like ASMR.
Bacon is made for idiots. It's made for dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you say that?
It's so extreme. Like the flavor of it's so extreme. It's like only a pea brain moron goes, I love bacon. Because it needs to, whatever it hits. I don't know what it is. When I see people being like, dude, can we get some bacon? I'm like, that's a dumb person.
But I got steakhouse bacon. I don't know.
There's like extreme flavors. Like there's extreme flavors of cheese, and you don't call like the French extreme. Or dumb.
It's gay. Cheese is gay.
Yeah, cheese is gay.
It's bacon is for idiots. Different thing. Cheese is for the gays.
Yeah,
I like cheesy bacon.
Gay idiot. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about this. All these stories are COVID, Taliban.
Yeah.
It all sucks. All these stories suck. I'm sick of it.
I have a COVID story you might not think sucks. The other day I got escorted out of a CVS by two cops.
You did?
Ooh. Yeah.
For what?
Because I went to get my second vaccine shot, which I already didn't want to do.
Don't even want to do it. They make you.
It's fucking, so I get there and then they make me go all the way back home to get my vaccine card, which I didn't think they needed. This cardboard card with written in pen. I get back and apparently the date on my card is different than in their computer. So they have to override it anyway. So they're not even going to use that date. So they could have did that in the first place.
Yeah.
And when I realized that, I just flipped out.
You flipped out.
I flipped out. I have it in me, man. I might not seem like it, but like I was raised by table flippers. And like the second I get the opportunity, I can't even help. I just fucking black out and just go. I start saying like, you guys are all fraudulent in here. I bet you're making money from this. And like, no, we're not. I was like, you have a price. No. I just started pointing. I was like, you have a price. You have a price. You have a price. And she was like, I don't have a price. I don't want to lose my job. And I was like, you just haven't gone through anything in your life to know that you have a price, bitch. Dude, I am like.
So what happened? Did you get the vaccine?
At a different CVS, yeah.
Wow, they made you go to a different one.
Yeah, they kicked me out. They fucking called the cops on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and then this is when they really got mad at me, because I kept saying like, whose incompetence is this? Whose incompetence is this? So then they couldn't push it through because my insurance was down.
Zach wants to point out the extra N that you threw in the word incompetence, and it's a little bit ironic.
Whose incompetence is this? Yeah.
Straight out of incompetence.
Yeah, so when that happened and they were saying because your insurance, the computers are down, so we can't give it to you anyway. And I'm like, isn't this the free vaccine? Am I not trying to protect the vaccinated?
Yeah.
And then I start, you know, going down that road.
So you went all Karen.
Yeah, I went full Karen.
Yeah.
I go full Karen every chance I get. I don't understand why we disrespect Karen.
Honestly, people are fucking pussies. That's the new thing. Like, that's what the media has done. They're like, dude, you don't want to be a Karen. It's like, so you want to let some fucking punk who works at Macy's walk all over you? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my Karen-ness. I the other day, I was turning the corner on 14th Street making a left onto 3rd Avenue. And as I'm making the left, I stop in the middle of the road because there's a male lady coming across the street.
A trans person?
No. She worked for the post office.
A male lady.
Now, what I did was, here's what I was doing, okay? I am such a disrespectful driver. Like, I do, the the rules of the road do not apply much to me. I read a story about how Steve Jobs wouldn't even put a license plates on his car because he didn't like the way that it fucked with the aesthetic of his car. I'm like, I fucking love that, Steve Jobs, you rule. So I don't pay attention to the rules of the road. So if there's traffic, I will just go on the side of the road on the shoulder and just drive straight past everybody. I don't care.
Can I be honest? When you're in the passenger seat, it's impressive.
I'm over here.
You kind of admire it after.
Can I tell you why?
Times.
In my mind, I'm going like, all right, I could definitely be 20 minutes late right now, right? Or there's like a 1 in probably 20 chance that a cop's going to see me doing this and pull me over, and I'll be even more late. Being more late won't matter. I'm late or not, right? If I'm late, I'm late. If I'm more late, it won't matter. The ticket, not that I'm rich, but it's not enough of a big fucking deal to me that I'm going to lose sleep over a little bit of a ticket. Yeah. I don't have any points on my license yet. I'm not like, I guess I'm not in danger of being suspended. I would just play dumb.
Yeah.
I would go like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a lane.
You know who the pussies are? You know, like when you do that, when you get in that shoulder like that and you start going, the cars that try to cut you off. You ever had that happen to you?
What?
I see that like when there's a car.
They try to like block you.
They try to block people from like driving in the shoulder.
You do that.
Dude.
Bobby, if you tried to block me from driving in the shoulder, just so you know, I would drag you out of your car and kill you on the side of the road.
Dude, I hate it so much.
Dude, I would treat you like a 90-pound blonde blogger in a fucking in the Arizona desert. I would skull fuck you.
I also do it to like motorcycles. I try to get through in the middle. I'll pull over.
You don't admire that?
I would. No, if I was a motorcyclist, I would smash in your window with my leather glove.
How do you not admire
it? I get
that?
It, but I hate it. I hate it so much. It's just ignorance.
No, you're
When I see a Lewis
you're
type driving by,
you're a pussy, Bobby. That's your problem. Is you're a little bitch.
No, it's self-centeredness. Like you're the center. Like you don't have to follow the rules. Like fuck you. That's ridiculous to me.
Who's the Karen now? Who's the fucking
Karen.
Fucking now?
That's the Karen.
You're a fucking little bitch. If you tried to block me, oh, if I was on a motorcycle, dude, I would literally, so you know what I would do if you did that, you pulled over, I would back my motorcycle up and then I would fucking speed toward your car. I'd hop on it and I'd fucking use it to launch me over other cars. I'd use you as a ramp. I shit you not, I'd use you as a ramp.
Fast and furious, you
dude. I get it, but look, that's what they're there. That's what it's for. It's like you're not supposed to be doing that shit.
I can't believe the chat right now. Bobby is a real ass dude. Fuck yeah, Bobby rules.
Yeah.
They're supporting him.
Old Toby says Bobby is a bitch. Goddamn right. Tons more Cavill says Bobby's greater than Lewis.
Ban him right now.
Wow, Shannon. Ban them all. Anybody who is agreeing with Bobby, they are banned right now. Shannon, 24-hour ban from the Races live chat. What a bunch of pussies.
I got
unbelievable.
You back, guys.
Oh my
god, Bobby literally on the Real Ass podcast. Damn.
The craziest one you did with me in the car was. Do you remember when there was construction and people came out for like a big truck to back out?
Maybe.
And you got mad and drove around the entire thing. Like somebody came out and they were like, hey, we got two trucks backing out. And it was like probably 5 lanes of cars getting stopped. And Lewis was on one end of it, the opposite end he should have been. Pulled ahead, drove past as the guy's screaming and like flailing his arms, drove around the truck. And it was, I think it might have been 8th Avenue.
Maybe.
You drove across 8th Avenue and then back around.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, there is no empowering feeling like when you're in a big metal box and you got some human trying to like wave you down with his little body.
It's oh,
like,
yeah, dude. It's a
dare you.
It's a cop wearing an orange fucking crossing guard uniform.
No.
I'm like, suck my dick, pig. And I go right past him. What, is he going to run after my car like it's Terminator 2?
But there's like,
he has to just take it.
The That's funny not
a
real thing
cop.
Is,
he's when, a Lego dude. No. That's well, a no, Lego
it was,
cop.
It was construction workers. But the funny thing is, people don't get mad at first because they're like confused by how brazen he is. And they're like, can he do that?
Yeah.
Like they're trying to figure it out before they get mad.
Every time I see that happens, like I start an insurrection in my car. I'm like, I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, dude.
Like that is my leader.
You have to respect that person, dude.
But, yeah, I mean, like it's badass driving until you like hit a kid who's.
I'm not gonna hit
road.
A kid. What is
you
why lied. Is there a kid on this on the shoulder of a highway?
That's
way
know.
Bigger problem.
That's his
you
father.
Never know.
That's his father's problem, not my problem.
But if you're driving like a dick and you kill somebody,
I'm driving like a real ass dude. Good, Bobby.
But in the truth, but truthfully, you are causing more traffic because eventually you do have to merge back in to the
that's
line
made
of
up liberal talk. What are you talking about?
No, that is really dude.
That's my
minus one
minus one car plus one car. That's the same amount of traffic.
There's no difference. I'm out of it and then I'm in it. The only difference is I'm cutting everybody. I'm saving myself. Wait,
and Bobby, by the way, you're 100% right. It's just so much funnier to agree with Lewis.
When Bobby sees you drive by in his shoulder, he needs like 2 minutes to just stare at his steering wheel and cry. And then he can drive again. Like, that's what causes more traffic?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Maybe you need to fucking clear out the tampons in your dashboard. That's what's causing more traffic, you little bitch. Fucking little bitch. Are you kidding me, dude? Every single time I do that, and I haven't been pulled over yet. I will learn my lesson. Eventually what's going to happen is I'm going to get pulled over, and they're going to take points from my license, and I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But until that happens, it's open rain right now. Yeah. You know, how many points is that on your license if you're driving
like
on the shoulder?
What, it's probably reckless driving?
It's not reckless.
It's reckless.
It's not reckless.
It's a little reckless.
That shirt makes you look reckless.
Oh, woo! Wow. Okay.
Got those big fat Chrissy titties. Yeah. Why are you fucking wearing that shirt? Boring. Boring asshole.
Put that shirt on the shoulder somewhere.
Throw that shirt out the fucking window and fucking throw on a fucking hot, tight, wet t-shirt, Chrissy.
Yeah. Don't
throw those titties. Bobby, come on, Chrissy.
I'm not trying to get murdered in a desert, so, you know.
Where are you trying to get murdered?
Hell yeah, dude.
2 points, Lewis.
2 points?
Yeah, 2 points.
Is that good or bad?
That's a layup.
They give you 2 points or they take away 2 points?
They give you 2 points. A total of 11 points over an 18-month period results in a suspended license.
So I can get caught literally 5 times doing this? Good.
6, technically.
5.5.
Yeah.
I get caught 5 times doing this?
You get caught 6 if you can talk your way out of one. That's pretty good odds.
The other thing is, like, I feel like I'd be able to talk my way out of it, too. Especially if my kid's in the back seat, right? I'm like, hey, look, I'm just trying to get my son to fucking school right now. Education, man. This is like,
start at 7 p.m.
Dude, I love talking to cops and defending myself in a situation where I don't feel like it should be wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if it is wrong. But if I feel like it shouldn't be wrong, like when I was explaining myself to the cops at CVS, by the end of it, they were like, Patriot.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. That's what you're like, first of all, Blue Lives Matter. First thing first, let me say something. Blue Lives do matter. Yeah. All lives matter. For that matter, all lives matter. And then you go into it. I'm like, this guy's one of the good ones.
I was just in CVS back in the blue and these bitches started acting up. I don't know.
Okay, so you know how people have PBA cards? Lewis and I actually have We've Been on the Anthony Cumia Show cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, so here's what happened. I was turning left on 3rd Avenue. Here's what I did. Here's what I was doing, okay? I skipped the left lane, right? So everyone's waiting in the left lane. There's like 8 cars. And I was like, fuck that. I'm not missing this light. I go in the lane to go straight, and then I cut ahead of the cars that are all waiting in order to turn left. Like, oops, I forgot. I have to turn left. Sorry.
But you were in incoming traffic to do that?
So 14th Street goes this way. You make the left. So I'm going across on 14th. I'm making the left, right? There's all these cars waiting to make the left.
You went around the other way.
So I'm in the right lane. No. I just go up the right lane. Then I go, oh, oops, I forgot. I'm turning left here. Oopsie. And then I cut ahead of the car in the front who's waiting patiently to go because there's people walking across the street. One of the people walking across the street is a mail lady, the mm-hmm. woman who works for the New York Postal Service. And she's a black lady, a little ghetto black lady. She's walking across with her weird fucking, it's like a cart on wheels and a stick. And she's walking across. And I cut into the lane. Now, I'm not even close to this lady. Nowhere near am I near this lady. I just cut over into the lane. I'm not going. But she like dramatically goes... And she like gives me a look like that and is like staring at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you got in her make a scene bubble.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Whatever. I was just, she saw a moving object she wasn't expecting. Like, and she sort of gave me a nasty look, right? Uh-huh. It was as simple as that. So then I was like,
she jumps out the hood and pees.
No, so I would give her a look like, I was like, what are you looking at? Like that. Like, I just do like one of those. I shit you not. This bitch literally took a water bottle she had and throws it at my car.
Oh.
Now, she's a woman, so of course she misses. It's the fucking ground right in front of me. But that sets me off because I was like, what? How dare you throw a bottle at my... So then I pull over. I make the left. I pull over and I get out and I take my cell phone out and I start videotaping her. And I'm like, why'd you throw a bottle at my car? She's like, because you almost hit me, motherfucker. And I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, yes, you did. And I was like, this is a pointless video. What am I doing right now? What the fuck am I doing right now?
All right.
So story, Lewis got in a fight with Reba the mail lady from the Pee Wee Herman show.
It's also kind of nice to get in a quick argument with a black chick every now and again, too.
Yeah, once in a while. Black chicks love to argue.
They do.
They just love it, dude.
You're doing each other a service.
Yeah, black chicks. By the way, I do, deep down inside, like, I have that whatever it is that black chicks have, the angry, like, just ready to fucking go. If you've wronged them, they're ready to just jump down your throat. That's what I am. Deep down inside, I am a black woman, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. So I'm ready, just like, if I feel wronged or disrespected in any way, I'm just ready to go.
Like, kind of deep down, I'm a black woman, but then, like, deeper down, I'm like, I'm a hot white chick.
Yeah.
You know?
Wouldn't it be cooler to have, like, control over your emotions? Like, ugh.
Fuck no. You live once, Chrissy. You're going to spend your whole entire life trying to control your emotions? Come on.
God, Chrissy. This new
Chrissy. Why let other people have that Chrissy power over sucks. You? This new Chrissy
sucks. I don't know what happened. Chrissy what used to just fuck? Be fucking, just fucking from the gut. She didn't give a shit.
I now, still don't give a shit.
Here's Chrissy just overthinking everything. Republican ass Chrissy. What happened to you, Chrissy?
It's the shirt.
It is the shirt. Take it off right now.
The shirt has a power over me.
People just keep on posting pictures of Chrissy's cleavage in the racist live chat. Pretty delightful.
Thanks, guys.
Chrissy's got some big fat tits, everyone.
Oh, wow. You do? Because that shirt is really
That shirt
misleading.
Sucks fucking dick.
Okay.
That was a for your
tits. For your tits. That shirt is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life because your tits are fucking beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
It needs to be pointed out.
Thanks, guys.
You have beautiful breasts.
Thank you.
And then here you are coming in fucking like you're...
I just got off the plane like last night. I go, I'm at like 12.
Did you tape them down?
I didn't know.
What's going on right now? It's Let them breathe, Chris.
This is just a.
I'm sorry. I keep looking at your tits and I apologize.
That's no, but, don't. Keep looking at them.
But
no,
they don't even exist right now.
They're shockingly not there.
That's I know. Like, they're subdued.
It's like that's like saying, I'm sorry for touching this hole. Be like, you're not touching anything. Your finger's just in something.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to your
That's Instagram. My defense anytime I finger a sleeping girl. I'm like, I'm not touching
it's
anything. My
hole.
Finger's in a hole. Technically, a hole is nothing. So, okay, I'm sorry for fingering nothing while this girl slept. I'm sorry. I'm just doing this while this girl sleeps.
Dude, can I tell you stuff? This is kind of weird instead. So I was at my parents. My mom had a birthday party for my twins last night. My twins' birthday is on Wednesday, but they can't make it, whatever. So my mom has a twin brother, and they were arguing yesterday because... My mom was molested when she was a child, but my mom's twin brother was saying.
Can you put the sexy music on for that?
Oh, yeah. This is about to get real sexy. Because my mom's twin brother said, you weren't molested, you were just fingered.
Wow.
Wow.
I heard that coming through a speakerphone at a kid's birthday party yesterday.
Oh, it does. No.
It does make a big difference, though. Like, certain women. Look, every woman has been. On the spectrum raped, right? So, in some sort of fingering against your will, groping, whatever it is. Every woman, just something. And it just depends how cool that chick is. True. I'm not saying cool. I'm just saying like...
Lenient.
That's the wrong way to put it. It's like, how thick is her skin, you know?
Or how thick was her hymen?
Because certain chicks, I talked to certain chicks and she was like, yeah, I got fingered at a party once. Like, whatever, what a dick. And then some chicks, that will like fucking, that will send them into like therapy for years. And they can't even fucking get over that. So it just depends. So what her brother was saying ultimately is like
in the hierarchy of rape.
Yeah, it's like you're molested, you're fingered. Relax.
Digital rape.
Yeah. Because what they were arguing over is they're trying to, each one is trying to get the attention of the family right now. And he was like in a bad car accident. And he's like, stop fucking usurping all this attention I'm getting with your tales of being molested as a kid. Mm. I'm trying to get this injury attention.
Well, what would you rather? How bad was the injury?
The car flipped. It doesn't seem like it was that bad. I mean, he's arguing with his sister over attention right now.
That's true.
You know, so it's, yeah. I mean, his leg's fucked up, but he can't work anymore, which is also hilarious.
What was
he
doing?
He's like a general contractor and owns buildings that he rents out. So he still is going to be paid.
All right,
but he can't.
Money.
Yeah, he can't be on. But also has his own, illiterate. The man can't read, has his own business.
Wow.
Yeah.
The American dream.
Hell yeah.
Wouldn't call him that, but.
All right, let's talk about some of these other ones. What is Walmart employee goes viral after quitting over the PA system? Is this old? I feel like I saw this one. Is it a new one?
Yeah, this is a new one.
Let's see.
Hold on 1 second.
Please.
Hold on. Okay, so let me just, as this ad cues up, there was, okay, so there's a girl working at a Walmart, and she decided she was going to quit while she was on the job, and so she did it over the PA system. Hold on.
Let's see.
Like 5 more seconds.
Five more seconds.
Almost there.
It's okay, Shannon. You're doing great.
The longest ad ever.
Can't wait to get Shannon in Jamaica.
Yeah, do you ever quit something?
Okay, I got it.
Walmart workers reside. Let's see.
I quit that dick.
As an associates, my name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. The attendant policy is bullshit. We're treated from management and customers poorly every day. Whenever we have a problem with it, we're told that we're replaceable. I'm tired of the constant gaslighting.
Everyone's
this company treats their elderly associates like shit.
Fed up Walmart worker made sure. Am I crazy that I'm siding with Walmart? And I'm just going like, okay, bitch, so quit. So don't work at a place you don't want to work at for 5 years and blame everybody else for how you're mistreated. Guess what? Day one, if I'm mistreated, I fucking walk on and I hold my head up high and I do something else. Simple as that. Okay. It's there's this weird, it's just inherently built into the worker and employee relationship where you want to, and I've had a million jobs before. It's the exact same thing. It's built in. You go like, all right, it's us versus them. And once again, if you start looking for the microaggressions, if you start looking for the problems with work, if you start looking for how they're mistreating you, you're going to find them every single time in every single workplace, every job. If you want, I could ask everybody who's listening to the show right now, list your top 10 problems with the workplace. And if you were just to list them, it would look like you work in fucking hell. It would look like you work in fucking hell. But that's if you're looking for the negative, look for the negative. Or if you look for the positive, look for the positive. You work at Walmart. Why? It's so telling. If you're working at Walmart for 5 years, right? This is a 20-something-year-old fucking chick. You know, I'm not even saying that it's a great place to work. I'm just saying take a look in the fucking mirror. And if you've been in this place for that long, for 5 full years of your life, and you're that unhappy, it just seems like a little bit of a dramatic flail your arms up and throw your arms in the air way to do it. And guess what? You're probably not going to get a good job after this. You're probably not going to walk into any other type of job with your 5 years of experience and get paid or treated any better, because this is the way that you handle something that you don't like. Instead of quitting and holding your head up high and getting a better job, like a child, you go, yeah, fuck this place. Fuck all the people. They treat everyone like shit and people applaud it. But in reality, I'm going like, yeah, this is a loser. This isn't a person who's fucking worth anything. This is a fucking loser. Why don't you become a manager and change things?
Yeah. So you are.
Why don't you go? What
you are a Karen.
Oh, I really am. I'm a Republican.
Dude, customer service, it's your job. Like when you were saying list 10 things you hate about your job, and it would look like you, it wouldn't look like you work at hell, because the top 7 things will just be part of their job.
Part of your job. Exactly. So don't do that job. That's actually a great point. Like, I hate having to get up early. It's like, okay, here we go. Yeah. In fact, look at that. Write out the 10 things you hate about your job and then assess what's going on in your life, and you realize how much of that you're in control of.
He's not talking to you two directly in the booth, by the way. Yeah.
Please write out 10 things you hate about your job. Let me say this to both of you. You're replaceable. You're both old and we treat you like shit. I don't give a fuck, dude. Elderly ass Shannon, that's right. Yes, we're like Walmart. We hire old retarded people.
In a few months, Shannon's just going to have to wait outside and wave at people.
But I'll say the old retarded people at Walmart are better than our employees. I bet you they greet people at the door every time. I bet you, hello, welcome to Walmart. That's their only job, and they get it done. Did you do your job today? Yes, I did. Thank you. Move on. Did my employees do their jobs today?
I don't know. Producers are just digital greeters anyway.
Digital greeter.
Look, working in customer service sucks. It sucks, dude.
Across the board.
I've worked at Hot Topic. I worked at Blockbuster Video. I worked at KFC. I worked at Taco Bell. I worked all these shitty jobs when I was a teenager. Those jobs suck. What those jobs are there for are to teach you.
You really had to remember the 90s of jobs.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I really did.
You really did.
I, Yeah, dude, I worked at an internet cafe. I worked at
Spencer's Gifts.
I worked at a Gak factory. Yeah,
Gak-tory.
Those jobs suck, but what they're there for are to teach you how to show up on time. They're training jobs. All it is practice for the real world. And the people who treat those like they are big boy jobs, you're like,
no, just do a good job.
I'm not trying to be an asshole here, but it
goes faster if you do.
My only
good job.
Devil's advocate on that is just because I've witnessed it. When you're in a town with so many jobs, and then Walmart comes in, like you have so many retail jobs to choose from. Say, Walmart comes in. Within 5 years, your choice is Walmart.
Yeah,
because I mean, just growing up in Secaucus, we had a mall. Yeah. Walmart came in a half mile down the road. That mall is fucking abandoned now.
Yeah.
So, like, she might...
Was it Walmart, or was it the fall of the traditional mall?
I think it's the fall of retail in general. Right,
because I don't know how many, but there's a great blog that I saw a while ago. Abandoned malls. Yeah, where it's just like, fuck it. And that's just like those malls from the 90s, the traditional mall, they sort of fell off. The malls that are being built now are these mega super malls. Yeah, that are like fucking five stories, and they're huge, they have amusement parks inside. Yeah, because the internet, in my opinion, it wasn't Walmart. It was the internet. It was Amazon. It was all these things where even me, where I used to like shopping for food, like at a grocery store. I just switched over to shopping for my groceries online. I'm never going back. I'm never going back. Once you have
like,
your...
You don't like to feel up your own fruit?
No, dude. Once you have the order...
Under the table every day.
I go to Whole Foods, and the Whole Foods I go to is Fat Ass Central, dog.
Yeah, you love it.
I'm not giving that up. Not giving that up. Like my
Where
wife,
is it? What Whole Foods?
Plymouth Meeting in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah.
You came from Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Somehow got here before you. How's that?
Okay.
Well, Chrissy just touched a black person. You see that? See that, critics? She did it. She put her hands on a black person.
Never washing this hand again.
Never again. Well, he never washes his body, so it would make sense. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually white.
She's dirty.
Yeah. I knew it.
Oh shit. Yeah. So what? I don't respect that person who's like, I respect the person who goes after 6 months, goes, yeah, this isn't the right environment for me. I don't like this. And then they quit and they have a little bit of pride for themselves and they go, all right, well, this is.
I have more respect for the guy who farts into that thing.
Yeah,
that's funny every time.
Yeah.
I love that. But I go to a Wendy's specifically because the guy that works there is some of the best customer service in my town.
Yeah, I appreciate. Yeah. I love great customer service. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, you're just typically. I don't. My expectation for good customer service. I just don't eat at fast food, or I don't eat at like shitty places like that, because now I know that's really important to me. I truly know it's really important. Also, like, I don't want to eat like shitty food. Like, I don't want to eat. Like, if I'm gonna have a burger, I would. Typically, I just go to a restaurant and get a burger, or I'll go to like, what's it called?
Like a diner?
No, what do they call it? The really good burger place that I love.
Whataburger, Five Guys.
Bear Burger.
Five Napkins?
No.
Shake Shack.
There we go. Shake Shack.
That's the one.
But even beyond fast food, like, I'm much more likely, like, if I have a bodega where when I walk in, they say, hello, how are you today? As opposed to when you go in. And it's like some Chinese guy that won't make eye contact you and be like, what do you want?
Yeah.
I'm much more likely to go to the place where they're nice to you when you walk in.
Yeah. Agreed. Completely. I love it. But in a weird way, like I don't, like as I've gotten older, I've accepted the fact that old Chinese people are cunts. if you expect an old Chinese person to not be a cunt to you, you're the crazy person.
Yeah, 100%.
So I sort of appreciate it almost like a soup Nazi thing. You go to certain Chinese places, they're like, what do you want? You're like, you're fucking hilarious. Yeah. Give me my milkshake, you fucking asshole. All right, look, this has been a fucking fun show. We're gonna wrap this one. I love having you guys on, Chrissy.
I'm sorry, I was late.
It's okay, darling. We love having you on the show. Okay. I gotta bust your balls. Your tits, they look great. I was just kidding. They're not bad in
next
that shirt.
Next time, I'll wear a low cut shirt.
It would be nicer if you showed a little cleave.
I know.
Not a big deal.
Give people what they want.
I've been like trying to find your Instagram or a picture of your cleavage to see what I'm comparing this to.
Oh, wow. Well,
but I miss them too.
Okay. I'll have to send you a picture. I guess.
You guys are the shit.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday with another amazing show. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.